Anyway, folks, this is a good song. It's called I'm Gonna Sleep With One Eye Open.
I just found out today the little game you play. Well, I've been sleeping all my life away. You've been seven, so they say, between midnight and day. I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on. So they say, between midnight and day, I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on. There's an honky tonk down the road, about a mile or so. Well, I understand that's where you spend your time. Well, baby, I got news for you. Your little game is through. From now on, baby, you're gonna toe the line. From now on, all night long, you won't have a chance to treat your dad wrong. You've been seven, so they say.
Thanks a lot. I didn't have to sing on that one, but thanks anyway. This next one is actually the Hot Rise theme song. A lot of you, I know, have been reading all about us in nationally famous publications like Bluegrass Unlimited and Time and Newsweek, and you wonder just exactly what Hot Rise means. And a lot of you may know that Hot Rise is, in fact, the magic secret ingredient in Martha White Flour, which has sponsored Bluegrass over the Grand Ole Opry for many years.
Is that like this here?
That's just like the T-shirt. In fact, Pete, I'm glad you mentioned that. Friends, you too could look like a sack of flour if you want. Just buy this T-shirt and you'll be the latest thing. That's right. Everyone knows you can't make a living playing bluegrass, so we try these other little gimmicks, you know. Anyway, this is really the theme song, also done by Flat and Scruggs, of Martha White Flour, and it talks about their secret ingredient, which is
hot rise.
Could be yeast, I don't know, but maybe it's just a.
Goodness gracious, it's good.
All right. Now you make light with Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good and light, Martha White.
Martha White.
You bake bread, biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White self-rising flour.
That's one all-purpose flour.
Martha White self-rising flour, cause you got hot rise.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Bill Hawks.
Yeah, all right.
Here's a good old Bill Monroe number. This is a fiddle tune he wrote about a hard-working horse close to the wheel and a team of horses. Wheel horse. Folks, Pete broke a wire on that one, and we're going to have to call up some experts we've got in the audience. Mr. Hank Miller, give him a big hand. He's already got big hands. Now it's gospel time here at the Hot Rise Show. Without a banjo, everyone knows you can't play banjo gospel music. So here it is, Standing in the Need of Prayer. Thank you.
need a prayer.
He's got his banjo back. We'll do a song. Get Charles to sing one for you. You've heard him playing guitar. You've seen him on TV. Oh, okay, sorry. This is one he's going to sing. It's called I've Lived a Lot in My Time. It's about, I have to say more things about it because Pete isn't in tune yet. So, friends, I can tell you about all the wonderful things we have in our little Hot Rise concession stand that we travel around with us. We have, as well as the T-shirts and records, we've got some other fine things. We've got the Buddy Storm keychains, and we've got the Hot Rise mud flaps, which are popular out in the West. The Hot Rise chaps are big in Wyoming, too. I don't know if they'll go over big over here. We've got the Hot Rise fuel additive, which is going to be very popular soon, I know. Helps your gas mileage. The Hot Rise fuzzy dice. Over in Philadelphia and Chicago, we learned about this really good thing that we bought a big boxes of, which is the Hot Rise pothole detector. For the highway driving, I tell you, that is bad news out there. Anyway, these fine things and many, many more are all for sale. Just check it out on the break. Just about everything is priceless, as you all know, I'm sure. And we're giving everything away for just $5. Just tonight, I know it's strange, it's cheap. I know, those are getting so much more over in New York and Paris at the fancy boutiques, but they are only $5 tonight, folks, so check it out. I guess we're about ready. Here it is. I've lived a lot in my time.
I once had a mansion, I lived in my glory. I'm down to my last time. Once had a sweetheart.
Number is one that we wrote, folks, about a fictitious thing that happened to us up in North Dakota. This is going to be in our new Flying Fish record, which should be out sometime in July. So watch for that. The Flying Fish label. You think that's a joke, but that's a real record label. These records are not released, folks. They escape. called Nellie Kane. Okay, it's only a banjo. That's Hot Rise, folks. Three musicians and a banjo player. No, that's not true. Rocky Top owes us $5.
He had to go.
This is actually, this is one we're going to do. We're going to get Charles to play this song. This is one that Flatus Drugs used to open a lot of their shows with. It's a little instrumental written by a guy from Wheeling, West Virginia, as is our fine fiddle player, Tim O'Brien.
Hello, 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 it's on now.
This guy's name was Buddy Durham, and they always played a little piece of it just in the beginning of their show, called The Durham's Reel, and now, very soon, momentarily, we'll be playing that for you. As I was going to say, Washington sure is a fine place, as is Arlington, and, we sure do enjoy being here at the Birchmere, and you sure are a nice crowd, and we're all so happy to be here. And thank you, thank you. He's almost ready.
Hello, hello.
All right.
Yippee-i-yo, I-A.
What else can I say?
All right. Yippee-i-yo, I-A.
What else can I say?
Yep.
Now we're going to do a song off of Pete's Purple and Green record, which I'm sure you've seen in all the record stores and music stores around the country. This is a popular record also on the Flying Fish label, as is that record right there on the wall. That's not really a record. Anyway, folks, this is one that Pete took. It was a country song that Glenn Campbell had a hit on, and it was never actually, at least we never heard about it, done in a bluegrass way. Like he said, it's not Galveston or the Rhinestone Cowboy, but the Wichita Lineman.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute here. They got a quarter, isn't it done?
Incidentally, Moose at the door. If Helen Reddy comes in, it's okay. She's my personal guest if she comes. Okay.
About a train that runs all the way down from Tierra del Fuego all the way up to Spitsbergen twice every 15 minutes, and it's a real bad, nasty, mean, long train. It's a fast train, as you can see, because it goes all the way up there and back every 15 minutes. Anyway, this is called the Train 45, and she's heading south. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with two more big shows tonight. So stick and stay, don't you dare go away, because we're the Hot Rise Band, and we play all through the land. Have a drink, and be somebody. Don't forget to tip your waitress. We'll be right back.
Thank you.